Friday, November 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Another billionaire is buying Northwest Iowa farmland, Part 2. The ISU Center for Agriculture Law and Taxation gave their overview of who could own Iowa farmland. Entities meeting the definition of a family farm corporation, a family farm LLC, and a family farm limited partnership or family trust are not subject to restrictions on acquiring agricultural land. The center said that one question that they often receive is whether a family entity can own farmland and then cash rent that land to a tenant. Although they say that the statute does not specifically address this arrangement, it appears that leasing farmland to a farming tenant would meet the farming requirement under the statute. As such, a family entity should be able to retain ownership of farmland, even if it enters into a cash rental agreement with a tenant, unquote. I'm also told that the Lawrence Group has the best realty and contract lawyer in the country, able to embarrass other lawyers. Their farm lease, reportedly 64 pages, and prospective tenants are advised to read every line as all of them get used. While there was good general consensus from sources that the Lawrence family are good people, they were also said to be hard on their tenants. First off, they do have a plan and they execute it well. As they are doing here in Northwest Iowa, they come in and bid whatever it takes at auctions to own farms. They sometimes overpay, but they set the narrative that if they bid on a farm, they will own it. Other landowners see inflating values set by these auctions and think that the value of their farms and net worth are inflating too. Prospective sellers see that and eventually come to them directly. If they will pay $17,500 for a farm, would you buy my farm for that price? That eventually brings new offerings to them, avoiding realtor and auction costs. I was told that they think that we are only in the early innings of farmland value appreciation, and that while they may set new highs buying farms now, that 10 to 20 years from now they'll look cheap. I hope so, as that is where my eggs are being stored as well. Do they make money operating the farms? Do they ever? How can that be when paying $15,000 to $17,500 an acre? How can they get a return? To begin to answer that, they are southern farm landlords. They operate different in the south. You can see the differing contract structure of the hog and broiler industries. Northern contract hog growers get paid for pig units that leaves operators a little something. In the south, broiler integrators virtually take it all. Their contract structure is so onerous that I've never been able to figure out how they can find growers to produce the chickens. I am told that the Lawrence Group operates farms in a similar context using tenants. They reportedly require their tenants to buy crop inputs for them as well as sell them their production. That gives the group multi-sources of income. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Lawrence Group has reportedly been cash buyers. They have the cash for the farms that they buy. The farmland market has risen above being able to finance farms. A farm credit representative told me that they have a limit of $5,850 an acre as to what they can borrow on a farm. That pretty much means that a prospective buyer has to own over 2 acres free and clear, or have the equivalent in cash to have the equity to be able to borrow the rest to buy another acre using financing given the current market. The farmland market is being driven mostly by cash. The Lawrence Group has it. Young folks are seeing the dream of buying their own farm slip further away. I would describe their system as pretty southern, and I do not know how well that it will transfer up here in the north. The sharecropper concept has long been used in the south, and many think nothing of it. Our leases tend to be shorter than 64 pages. Those same sources who outlined how the Lawrence Group makes their money from farmland and tenants describes them as good people who invest cash into communities and will maybe even give the shirt off their backs to help someone. True, but they have a lot more shirts where they came from than most people. The question is whether a billionaire from Arkansas is the farmland market in Iowa. I suppose that he is where we live while they are still buying. What they buy, they typically hold, and the history is that they become part of the community. I'm making plans to have lunch in the Wilson, Arkansas restaurant supported by Galen Jr. sometime next year. I want to see this for myself. I think he needs to have lunch in the Royal Cafe here. They produce the best hot beef sandwiches I've ever had anywhere in my travels, and I've tested that out. I'm sure they would welcome Galen. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.